Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I was looking to speak to Raymond Nelson.
Okay, Sam.
Mr. Nelson, good morning. Just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. First question. I need to know if you're in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone. Like, we don't want to put you at risk or in danger, like if you're driving or something like that.
I'm fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. With all due respect, may I ask your race? Do you represent yourself as white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
I'm black.
Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
100%.
100%
will vote. Yeah.
Okay. That will be a definitely then.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Please rate your level of motivation in next year's presidential and congregational elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and 10 means that you are definitely and extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely. Somewhat closely, not at all closely, or not at all, or not that closely.
Very
closely.
Very closely.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I consider myself more independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is heading?
Directional? Well, mm-hmm. I guess it all depends. I don't like some things that I would have to satisfy. That's a loaded question, but anyway.
I understand. From your personal point of view and in general, you will say you're satisfied.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what are the blame? What do you blame the most? The Biden administration
COVID.
And their. I'm sorry,
COVID.
Sir?
I blame COVID.
COVID. Okay, the pandemic. Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is to you for your Congress member to focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Fighting back against racism and discrimination, 0 to 10.
With 10 is the greatest?
Yes.
It's a 10.
That means that it's extremely important to you.
Yes.
Ensuring our borders and secure.
7.
7. Thank you. Making housing more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Reducing crime.
10.
Thank you. Creating more jobs and raising wages?
9.
Thank you. Reforming the criminal justice systems to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling?
10.
Thank you very much. Next question. Switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Okay, that will be strongly approve or somewhat approve.
Oh, strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. The Democratic Party.
70.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter.
I'm indifferent. 70.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
80.
Thank you. Cornel West.
10.
Thank you. Mitch McConnell.
0.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court.
0.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
90.
Thank you. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Colonel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Colonel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden? I know you already said Joe Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better?
Worse.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you two statements. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. Statement A. Some people say that ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taking away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of Americans, African Americans, communities. Statement B. Statement B. Other people say that an ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have the right to fight back against all of these attacks. Which statement do you prefer?
B.
B, okay. That will be much more or somewhat more B?
More B.
Okay, thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about the President Biden and his administration and what they are doing?
Yes.
That will be yes a lot, yes some, or only a little?
Yes a lot.
Thank you very much. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
I think he doesn't get the credit he deserves. Do you want me to ask the question? I don't think it's not, for whatever reason, it's not sticking.
Okay.
Because he's done a lot, and it's just not sticking. You know, the word does not get out there. With the Democrats, because Republicans will stick with whatever the crap comes out of their mouth.
Okay.
So I have to say, for whatever reason, his message is not coming across all the things he's done. That's all.
Okay. That will be, I'm understanding that you probably mean that you feel much more favorable because of everything he's been doing and he hasn't been getting any credit for it.
That's correct.
Thank you very much. I want to read to you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each, please tell me how important that is to you. Number one, he established Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important to you?
Somewhat important.
somewhat important. Thank you. Joe Biden also cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. Is that very important to you? Somewhat? Not very? Not at all?
Very important.
Thank you. He also provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Is that very important?
Very important. Thank you.
Made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Thank you very much. Just so you know, we are at 70%. Now that we have discussed some of these accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I do.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our communities and young people, but MAGA Republicans are blocked.
It's 10.
Yeah?
Yeah.
10. Thank you. Racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America. Thank you. Thank you very much. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please, rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November. 10. Thank you very much. And what stood out the most from the arguments that you have heard?
The alternative to have Trump would be a disaster.
Thank you. Remove Trump, you said, right?
Yeah, he's a disaster.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next
also,
question.
Also, I have to say Joe Biden has done a really good job. He's moved the needle. He's done a really good job, period.
Okay. I'm going to write that down, too. Biden has done a good job.
A really good job.
Really good job. Thank you very
much. It's been under-approved, undervalued.
Undervalued, not noticed. Okay.
Yeah.
Really good job. Thank you very much. I'm going to read to you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. Door knocks.
No. Door knocks? No.
No. Phone calls?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Radio ads?
Take it back. For the presidential campaign?
Yeah, presidential campaign.
I didn't receive a phone call. Texts, I got texts.
All right. Radio ads?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mailers?
Yes.
Thank you. Text messages? You already say yeah. Okay.
Majority.
Okay. Someone convincing neighborhood?
Yes, but I heard my mind was already made up.
Okay. Social media, internet ads?
Yes.
TV ads?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Next question.
The best TV ad was the one this year with Marjorie Taylor Greene. That was the best ad.
Okay, I'll write that down too. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational?
College grad.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried,
single,
separate? Single, okay. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'd say moderate.
Okay, thank you very much. And thinking about the neighborhood that you live in, would you say really all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly anyone of your neighbors are white?
Yes. I would say, in my neighbors, it probably would be 35%.
So that will be nearly half.
Yeah.
Okay. Or less than half. Less than half.
Yeah,
that would be the correct answer. Yeah, okay. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban. But it's kind of weird. Urban.
Urban. Okay. Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No.
No. Thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States? No.
No.
I already knew the answer to that one. Okay, thank you so much, sir. I want to thank you once again for your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Good
luck.
Right.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.